record, not this record!
Singles, albums, LP records, and they're all scratched.
Sound just like a record on a phonograph.
May I say, before this record spins to a close.
Today on The Vinyl Experience,
yo!
Sticky Fingers revisited by the Rolling Stones and Friends. Stones will release a deluxe edition of the album next week, a sneak preview of some of the alternate versions, as well as some unique recreations of songs introduced on the 1971 classic, beginning with this long bootlegged and now officially available alternate version of Brown Sugar featuring Eric Clapton and Al Cooper. I'm Paul Cavalcante, and this is The Vinyl Experience.
Yeah, go, go,
It's the Sticky Fingers experience, celebrating the iconic 1971 Rolling Stones album's reissue and expansion. Some rare tracks, including that which has been out of circulation since it first appeared as the B-side of the original American single, Wild Horses, the single version, an alternate take of Sway. Before that, The Stones with Eric Clapton at Olympic Studios in December 1970, the occasion Keith Richards' birthday party, and a casual jam on Brown Sugar almost made it out as the official single. In 2012, UK's Mojo magazine compiled Sticky Soul Fingers, a bunch of unusual interpretations of songs from the album. Here's one, Black Joe Lewis and the Honey Bears version of Sway.
To find a day that broke up your mind and destroyed your notion of our circular time. No tears out on the dusty ground for all my friends lost out there on the battleground, and I can't stand the feeling of getting so brought down.
is easy to do. The things you wanted, I bought them for you. Graceless lady, you know who I am. You know I can't let you slide through my hands. Wild horses couldn't drag me
The Sundays and Alicia Keys have had their way with the Rolling Stones' Wild Horses, but it was the Flying Burrito Brothers version that's probably best known as an alternate and the original for the record. Released a year before Sticky Fingers came out, it was given to Gram Parsons by his hanging out buddy of the time, Keith Richards. The Vinyl Experience celebrates Sticky Fingers as the Stones step back on the stage for an alternate jam on Can't You Hear Me Knockin'.
You got to move, you got to move, you got to move, child, you got to move. But when they law, get ready, you got to move. You may be high, you You may be low, you may be rich, you may be poor, but when the Lord gets ready, you got to move. You see that woman that walked the street. You see that policeman out on his beat. But when in love, get ready, you got to move.
So side one of the original Sticky Fingers ends with You Gotta Move, the Rolling Stones version of the Mississippi Fred McDowell original, which we heard. Before that, Can't You Hear Me Knocking, a shorter alternate version. That incredible jam that we know from the released record was purely by accident. The guys actually thought the tape had stopped rolling, and they just kept on playing. And when they heard it play back, they realized, we gotta put this out. It's one of the finest moments on Rolling Stones records. So we flip Sticky Fingers over to side two, and as we enjoy the strains of Herbie Mann's jazz take of the song that begins the second side, let's hear the Rolling Stones from the brand new extended Sticky Fingers in this extended alternate take of Bitch.
So don't. as I stand by your flame, I get burned once again. Feeling low down, I'm blue. I sit by the fire of your wild desire. I've got the blues for you. And I pray that you are safe in the arms of a God who will bring you alive. Won't drag you down with abuse.
Sticky Soul Fingers compilation for a song that just doesn't get a lot of love, but Aloe Black gives it up for I Got the Blues. Most of Sticky Fingers was recorded at Mick Jagger's home in the summer of 1970. A few tracks were recorded in the USA at Muscle Shoals Studio in Alabama, and a couple at Olympic Studios in London, the earliest of which is Sister Morphine, dating from 1969, and another Sticky Fingers track that was given away at first to Marianne Faithfull.
Oh, oyster chairs, talking to some rich folks that you know. Well, I hope you won't see me in my ragged company, where you know I could never be alone. Take me down, little Susie. Take me down. I know you think
needle and a spoon and another girl to take my pain away. Take me down, little Susan, take me down. I know you think you're the queen of the underground, and you can send me dead flowers every morning. Send me dead flowers by the mail. Send me dead flowers at my wedding, and I won't forget to put roses on your
New Riders of the Purple Sage claimed Dead Flowers for their very own, and the original Rolling Stones take had a little bit more of a rock edge to it. You heard that from the new expanded Sticky Fingers release. And finally, a surprise and a delight. Are there many covers of Moonlight Mile, one of the singular Rolling Stones songs out there? Not many, but this one stands for them all. Is the Fifth Dimension's unique take on the song that's practically a Mick Jagger solo record.
Silence.
And that's the vinyl experience, as the Fifth Dimension nailed down the Rolling Stones' classic 1971 album Sticky Fingers, the song that closes the record out, Moonlight Mile. The expanded edition out early next week, and the Rolling Stones, as we speak, touring most of the record as a live concert piece in 2015. If you could have told them back in 71, they wouldn't have believed you. Discover more Vinyl Experience via TuneIn Radio and iTunes. Catch up with the Vinyl Experience Facebook page and follow me on Twitter. I'm Paul Cavalcante.